We're often looking at the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin and Aleph, that tells us, Kidolach Nefesh Orchin, Nehakbalas Penashtina, derived from the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Take a look at the last two pages in the Gemara Mekomot packet. The last pages are out of order, so start with the last page and then go backwards. This is from Sefer Chaim, written by the brother of the Maharal, which is a work that focuses on a certain interpersonal halachos, kind of a precursor to the Chavetz Chaim Vav Chesed in some sense. He writes in the bottom of page Sadi Aleph here, Sefer Panos of the Chakala Perek Gimel, quotes the Gemara, and then turn now to the second to last page, Sadi Beis. Why is it so? What's the mile of Nefesh Orchin? Satam. Vatisha al yidei kain yitena adam alibo v'yomar. Im ani osa kain b'shvil chaveirai shani sameh v'krasso. So if I am able to benefit other people, and I'm happy to invite them, kal v'chomer v'nosha kal v'chomer sharai li lios rat katsi kidei lasas rat an avi shel shemayim. So if I am so inclined as to do a tova for someone else, then kal v'chomer so many more times will I do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me. I'm not going to be held back by other constraints. And whatever expenses I need to incur to perform mitzvahs should be viewed as minimal. A person is cognizant of this. Then there's going to be response. Shkina is going to say, this person who has certain financial and other constraints, and nevertheless he does what he can with what he has, so I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has no constraints, Kol Shekein, should I benefit this person and reward him with my brachos to him. So a person has that perspective to be gomel chasadim to others through achnasas orchim, other aspects of chesed, that should invite a response from the Kadosh Baruch Hu in kind, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should be made to us, and that's the connection of gadol achnasas orchim, gadol achnasas orchim, me'achvalos p'nei ha'shina. So I thought we'd discuss a little bit some of the parameters of achnasas orchim. And let's begin by discussing what orchim are considered a subject to or a kiyum of the mitzvah of hachnasas orchim. Why is that relevant? So it's relevant because of the sugya at the beginning of Perek Nisfanin, Shabbos Kuf Kavav Amud Beis, which we'll see from the Shulchan Aruch angle. Take a look at the second page of the Maamar Kamos, Orach Chaim Simin Shin Lamed Gimel. The Machaber writes, this is the first Mishnah in Perek Nefanin. Otsar shel tvua, o shel kade yayin, afa fi shavuti l'sabit mimenu, asur l'haskel bo l'fanoso, el advar mitzvah. That if a person has a storage house of wheat or wine barrels, so there's no issue of mukhta in moving them, but you're not allowed to move them el advar mitzvah, kigon shepino l'fnasas orchin, if they're in the way and you need to move these quantities of wine or wheat in order to have room for achnasas orchim or for learning, that is permissible. So nor is bothered not by a mukta issue, but either an ubdin b'chol or a tircha issue, that there is something on a rabbanan level that would prohibit us from moving these osaros unnecessarily. But if there is a tzarech mitzvah, as in the Gemara's example of, Mishnah's example, of achnasas orchim, then you're allowed to do so because we waive that shavus of tircha yisera or of bol in the face of such a mitzvah. And that's the context in which the Gemara has the memra of gedol achnasas orchim yosem me'akbalas t'nei hashkina. So, nafkamina lahalacha, whether there is a kiyum of achnasas orchim, do you have this dispensation of nifanin and moving certain things that otherwise would be prohibited to move. So what orchim qualify for this dispensation of hachnasas orchim? Take a look back at page 1 of the Maamar Kamos, very brief tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshen, Simin Ayin Beis. Yesh shvus shemakim ba'amachem mitzvah, yesh lahakim ba'osah shvus tamkem ba'amachem kavod orchem alav. So do we have the dispensation of the nekel for certain shvusim in the context of kavod orchem? Says it to Mr. Deshen, Yeh in bo lo orchem lebeso yesh lahakim lechavodam ulesarchem. If guests appear in one house, then you can be nekel for certain derabbanon for the benefit of the guests. Kamo lechavod shar mitzvah. That's the context of the Osnasas Orchim. You miss the Seth and Evers, that's the next one in the Gemara. That's the context of the Gemara. Mifanin, that we waive certain Derabbanan for Osnasas Orchim. Omna. Im Zinein Orchim list Ode to Uda Bebeso. So if a person invites guests for a meal, Avalonis Arthu Etzlo, Kihagavna Elonu Rai Lahaka. So they're not his sleeping guests, they're only eating guests. So a person has guests in his room for a meal, they're not to sleep over. Shumas Hadeshin is unsure whether that is a sufficient kiyam of Achnasis Orchim to allow the Mekel on Shuas. Is that really called Achnasis Orchim? The Hasama Orchim Shabbat Minasad Ladeisokai. The classic is of Achnasis Orchim means you have people who are coming out from the field, out from the wilderness, they have nowhere to stay. You invite them in to stay with you. That's the real Achnasis Orchim. But if you're inviting your next door neighbor for a Shabbos meal, that's not Achnasis Orchim, that's being social. The Efshar, the Mikal Makom, Ein L'chalos. The Shumas Hadeshin isn't sure. He leaves that as a stake of the Dina, and maybe even in that case, when you invite your next door neighbor for a meal, that is still considered Achnasis Orchim. How is this quoted, Lalacha? The Ramah, there in Sim Shimon Gimel, page 3 of Mamakamos. The Chol Shvus Shehitiro Mishum Tzarech Mitzvah Mutter Gamke V'Tzarech Orchim. The Lo Mikri Orchim Ela Shenis Arthu Etzlo B'Deso. O Shezimein Orchim Shenis Arthu Etzel Acherim. The number one, people who are sleeping guests. Number two, you're inviting guests that are hosted by others. So there are people who are guests in town, let's say for Shabbos. They're sleeping somewhere else, and you're inviting them for a meal. Aval kishizimein chadero lisod etzlo lo mikri orchim. But if you invite your friend to eat with you, that's definitely not orchim. The enos suudas mitzvah rak suudas risha. So the Ramos read of the Trumas Hadeshem is that you could be mekel if you have guests who are someone else's guests that come to you for a meal, that would be considered achnasas orchim. But inviting your next door neighbor for a meal is not achnasas orchim. That's not a seudas mitzvah. That's only a seudas rishon. Mishnah Berurah here, Sivkas and Tes, quotes from the Tav. So let's say you have a guest that's with you for Shabbos, and you want to invite your next door neighbor to join you to be makabel panim of this plush of guests that you're having. So because inviting someone else is going to benefit your real guest, but if you have a real guest that's a proper kiyum of Achnasas Orchim, and you invite someone else to join you because that's going to add to the prestige of the Achnasas Orchim situation, then you could also be mefanin for the benefit of the next door neighbor, even though if you were only inviting the next door neighbor, that would not be considered Achnasas Orchim. So says the Tav, quoted here by the Mishnah Berurah. Next page, we have the Shulchan Aruch Harav. In Sif Vav here, the continuation of what we're reading is on the next page. Says Tav Vav on the top. Eina Nikram Orchim Ela Shavo Mi'Arach Eretz. Guests mean that they came from another city. Bein Shenis Archo Etzlo. Bein Shezimein Orchim Shenis Archo Etzol Cheir. That's what we saw in the Ramah. Aval Kishezimein Achaver Shavo Seir Sheyifet Etzlo. Eino Nikro Reach Hudas Rishosi. Helen Kane, Zindo Lava, Slova, Slova, Reach, Yeshua, that's the Taz. Shav Gam Kaver, Bechlala, Reach, Lenin, Taz. Okay, so that's the brief formulation that combines the Ramah and the Tav, that if you invite your next door neighbor to join you to be mechavet, a real bona fide guest, then you could be mefinan for the benefit of the next door neighbor as well. Because he is a guest in town. He doesn't have a local base. Right. I'm sorry? Good. Okay, so we're going to get to that in a few minutes. Because Wagner has a brief view about that. Very good. And this, I was looking around for a sefer on Hachnasas Orchem. I found Kuntres Birkas Oreach Hachnasas Orchem, written by Mordechai Kahn. Tavshin Samach Gimel. So he points out that maybe there's a raya to the Ramah's formulation from a Medrash Rabbah in Brus. Next page of the Marmor Kamos, Brus Rabbah, Perek Hay, Oth Tess. Tatomer Lachamosa Etho Likatit Hayom. So Nami says to Brus, where did you gather today? Tani b'shem Rabbi Yeshua. Yosa rimasha balabayis osa im ha'ani. Ha'ani osa im balabayis. So there's a greater chesed performed more than what the balabayis benefits an ani. The ani benefits the balabayis. If one performs chesed to an ani, so the giver of chesed is the recipient of much more than he gives. Shekein amar rus unami. Shema ish asher asisi imo hayom is Boaz. Lo amra asher asa imi, el asher asisi imo. So Naomi says to Ruth, where did you gather today? And the response of Ruth to Naomi was, Shema ish asher asisi imo hayom. The person that I did too. She should have said the person who did chesed to me. Why did she say the person that I did too? Something like I did chesed to him. That's what you see. That Yosri Masha Balabai Osa no Ani, Ani Osa in Balabai. So what is the context here? We're talking about Ruth, who was living in town. So she was living in town, she had a place to sleep, and yet the interaction of Boaz and Ruth is considered one of Hachnasas Orchem. So where does that fit in? I'm sorry? Okay. I'm sorry? Sacrifice anyone, right? Good. Okay, I hear. Okay, what's the Hachnasas Orchem? That's regular soccer. I hear. Okay, good. So what he said is, or maybe you see from here, that Hachnas Orchem even applies to a local resident? He says, no, that maybe even if it doesn't apply to a local resident, but here they're new to town, so that's like someone coming from the outside. So, okay, yeah, good, Hara. Right? So who's to say this talks about Hachnas Orchem at all? We're talking about general chesed or something. Okay, good. Okay, so far, what we see from the Ramah, even with the slight qualification with Taz and the Alter Rebbe's summary, is that there's no Hachnasas Orchem for a social invitation to someone else who is otherwise well provided for in town. Definitely applies if you have someone coming from out of town for Shabbos or whatever amount of time they need a place to stay. It applies as well, possibly, to someone who is from out of town, sleeping elsewhere, eating at you, and does not apply to someone who lives in town and you're just inviting for a meal. However, take a look at the following Pesach Tshuva in Hilchos Melicha, Simon Samaches, Sivkatan. Is cut on Yud Gimel. So the Rama in his Parasatas, which is the Sefer on Isser Heter, and the Shachot is in a few places, quotes from the Jewish Narimin, that in Yoredeya there are many instances in which we tend to be more nakal in situations of Heter Meruba, or Ani, or maybe for Shabbos, because the way the Narimin says it is that there are certain times where, in principle, we assume, like the nakal opinion, we lechachila are machmir for more machmir opinion, but where there are mitigating circumstances, makom sarakodol / hefem ruba or ani Shabbos, so then we can be maker like the opinion that we assume like maker of it. So one of those instances is what the Rama right here, a detail in Hilchos Melicha, sifav samachef shir shehiya v'melach eino pachos nishtehi lechmil shukadei shlishet shah b'kirav, the amount of time that you need to perform Melicha. And the Rama says, Al zeh yesh lifna fi di evad afi lechachila kavod orchem o l'tarach Shabbos. So lechachila, the Rama says, the minhag is to do melicha for a longer period of time. But what the Mechaber writes, nikar adin, you can rely on that the makom tarach Shabbos or kavod orchem. That's kavod orchem is one of the instances where you have the right sometimes to be nako, like the opinion that we assume is correct nikar adin. Says the fifth teshuva here, sifat in your gimel. He quotes from a Sefer Sola from Mincha, I'm not sure who that is. The Shem Chacham Echad. Malkam Shehusker Kavod Orchim, Hainu Kigon, Bali Torah, Ubali Shem Tov, Umaisim Tovim. So, Hachnosos Orchim, or Kavod Orchim, includes people of high reputation. Bali Torah, Bali Shem Tov, Umaisim Tovim, O Ani Ben Tovim, or an Ani who is of good stock. O Ashirim, Sheroi Lechabdom, or rich people who are deserving of honor. Then he writes, because of those, the low Mikri Orchim Elishin is Archu Bebeso, Avalo Kishizimin Eplo Chavera. Orchim means house guest, sleeping guest, but not when you invite your friend for a meal. So who's al cholikilav? And this sefer Solus the Mincha argues the siyem the lechachila lo yasmin etzel chavero im yodeya shehu tzarach lahakil b'inyan adaka o melicha aval in parzimin as well az yesh lahakil kemo mimei shar orkin. So he says lechachila you shouldn't invite your next door neighbor for a meal if it's going to cause you to be nako in the shir melicha. But if you did, then you have the right to be makel in the shir melicha once you already invited him. That's basically saying that in principle, even if you invite your next door neighbor for a social meal, that is considered achnasas orchim, and you have the right to be makel about this detail in Hilchos Melicha to have a shorter shir melicha. So this Solos HaMincha assumes, sounds like, not like the Rama, not like Arama and Hilchos Shabbos, or at least has a wider possibility of considering a social invitation to a neighbor as a kiyum in Achnasas Orchim that would allow you to invoke kulos in Hilchos Melicha. And the Sefer Chaim of the Maral's brother that we began with, you don't have this sector in front of you, but he has the following as well, along these lines of what we just saw in the Tisei Tshuva. He writes in the beginning of Perek Shlishi, Sefer Parnasa V'chalkola, V'ro'i l'adam l'karev shcheinav u'miyudav. A person should bring close to him his neighbors and friends. Afilu he'mashirim yafnisen l'famim l'beisa k'dei l'chadam. Even if they're rich, you should invite them over sometimes to give them cover. V'zehu mitzvah sachnasa sa'orchim shemanu chachamim z'chonu l'bracha. So even your rich neighbor who has no need for your food, it's appropriate to invite him from time to time to be nice to the mechabed, and that's the kiyum in mitzvahs hachnasas orchim. He says, "Umeata, al tehesudas mereim kal beinecha." So you shouldn't take lightly having a social gathering, as long as it's with the proper attitude, as long as it's not a forum for levity, having a social meal is beneficial sometimes and could have a positive effect on others. So along the lines of that citation, the Pesach Tshuva, the Maral's brother in Sefer Chaim is explicit that inviting neighbors for a meal socially is a kiyum in Hachnasas Orchim against what seems to be the fact of the Ramah. Take a look at the next page of the Marmakamos. Jumping about 400 years. The Vavner Shevet Alevi Pelet Yud Aleph Simen Sadi Zayin. Second paragraph. Masha Kvodim is Kasha B'inyin Shemazmin Ovid B'imo Hadarim B'ir Azos in Nikrach Nasas Orchim. So your parents live locally. You invite them to join you for meal. Is that called Nasas Orchim? Al pi de reitura sadashen de lo nikru orchim rakaba min asada. Umesupakim kiyam as a mitzvah nasas orchim. So the show wants to know if you invite your parents for a meal, based on the Ramban, the Jumah Sadashim, it sounds like that's not a kiyam as a nasas orchim. So even if it's not a kiyam as a nasas orchim, you still should invite your parents for a meal. But he writes, kol arichas is a achlamosar. There's no point to, don't belabor the point. Something to talk about. Jumas Hadeshem, Kasav Rakla, Fuke, Masmin, Chavelu, Suda, Dinasa, Kinyan, Suda, Smereyim. Jumas Hadeshem is only coming to say, if it's a purely social meal, that's not enough to work him. Avalki, Shemazmin, Hora, Fidei, Lahakalalei, but if you're inviting your parents because it makes it easier on them, she's in the Dikru Orchim. That's definitely Orchim. Okay. Pratcha, Kasav, Poskim, that's Hamid, Chacham is called Suda, Sachnas, Orchim, and definitely Kibbut Aveim. Okay, but even the Shemesh Hadeshim, he says, would acknowledge that if you're making these easier on your parents by inviting them for a meal, then that is considered Hachnasas Orchim. And that's correct. That would, to the extent that the Ramah basis to a suggestion excludes a social situation, that's a social situation which is purely social. But if you have people who are umlalim, almanos, yisomim, drushos, singles, people who need a place for a meal, then that's the kind of, those are the people that the Rambam tells you to invite in yontif, because that's the proper simple justice, those people who are disadvantaged to need invitations, definitely. The Yosef Omet, one of the early Sfarim in Hagia Frankfurt, you don't have this in your packet, but in Perek Hachnasas Orchim, Yosef Omet's Daily Days, and he says, he's coming to Lafuke, someone thought Hachnasas Orchim means that if you have someone staying in your house, you shouldn't kick them out onto the street. That's Hachnasas Orchim. He says, no, that's not Hachnasas Orchim. That's Kamsa Bar Kamsa. So, Hachnasas Orchim, Gedol Hachnasas Orchim, Yosef, Hachnasas Orchim, Hachnasas Orchim, so that's not talking about, it's so wonderful that you have someone in your house, you don't kick them out onto the street. That's not what it means. It means that you take someone in from the street. Misha Matnis Oreach Lebeitam Yerchova Ir Kishuholek Vetoah Bashalo Yeda Yada Mi Yasei Lebeit. We're talking about someone who's wandering in the street. He doesn't know where he's going to eat, where he's going to go. He says, like Pilagash Begiva, where the Taina on the people in the Pilagash Begiva episode is that no one brought in a guest. So that's what us now to talk about. Why in Warriors they have an official show welcoming committee. one other nekuda. Take a look at this excerpt from the Sefer Kala Rabasi, Perek Ches. Yeah, take a look at the bottom of the first column. La'olam yu kol, which says Gemara, the last paragraph of the first column. La'olam yu kol adam chashudim be'inecha kelistim. That you should always suspect that people are like robbers. Ine vatanan al tad. I'm sorry, we wanted to start earlier. About 12 lines down. So he had a guest. He brought into the attic. He took the ladder away. So Yeshua had a guest. He suspected that he may not be the most reputable person. And just to be sure, he locked the door, and he took the ladder away so the guy couldn't get out of the attic in the middle of the night. What happened in the middle of the night? The guy got up, he started ransacking the place, and as he tried to leave, he broke his spine. The Shach Rizpah Rebbe Yeshua Matzo, Amar Lo, Reka, Kach Osem, and Eilzen, Shechem Osa, this is what you do to your host. Amar Lo, Yisi Yadeh, Shem Antal, Tafil Mitafia, I didn't know that you took the ladder away. I'm going to let Anatol Yadei Shadon as the Hiran Bach Mayamash, who I was suspecting to you from yesterday. So, there's a cautionary note that even though we do have a mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim, you have to have a certain degree of skepticism about people's character and conduct, and make sure that you don't invite people who you don't want to invite. Then the Gemara asks, this is where we started from before, what about Al-Talib Savarakha Achatagila Makombo or being Milani Tus? Well, Kasha Kama Makar Kama Shana Makar. Yes, if you know the guy, so you should be down the Kaf Tus. But if you don't know the guy, you have to have a healthy degree of skepticism. Mm-hmm. And even though there's a big mitzvah of Knesset Orchim, don't invite just anyone without a little bit of research. I think Rabbi Akiva Mills, who is now in Memphis, used to be in Harrisburg, wrote a brief piece in the Jewish Action a number of years ago, cautioning rabbis and others to investigate guests coming from out of town before taking them in because of things not as egregious as this episode that could happen. There's some pushback to that, but there's definitely the Mesechus Kala Rabasi telling us that you have to be careful who you invite.